It is clear that we are facing a serious problem that requires a very strong investment in intelligence, a very strong investment in fighting terrorism, but also in doing a lot better than what we have done until now to address the root causes of terrorism.
You're here, so is President Trump. He's called climate change a hoax, and he's threatened to withdraw the United States from the United Nations' own climate change agreement reached in Paris. If he does withdraw, essentially the agreement collapses. What are you going to say to him?
The agreement doesn't collapse if a country leaves the agreement. We don't know if the United States will leave the agreement or not, and we are of course interested in being engaged with the United States also in that discussion, because it's a vital problem for us all. But if one country has doubts, it's one more reason for all the other countries to come together, to stay the course, and to make sure that the Paris Agreement moves forward. I think it's very important that the American government stays engaged, but this is not the end of the world. I mean, independently of the position that one government might have, independently of what the country involved, and of course the US is very important because of its dimension, all the others should stay the course.
You and I are sitting right next to the Mediterranean, and hundreds of people are probably at this moment getting ready to make this dangerous journey to see if they can make it to this very shore in Sicily. Already this year, more than 1,500 people have drowned in this ocean. What do you want to see from the G7?
I think there are three areas that are very important. First, we need to invest in the countries of origin. And the second thing, we need to have a much stronger international coordination to crack down on smugglers and traffickers. Especially the traffic of human beings is the most hideous crime that we have today. And third, we need to have more opportunities of legal migration. It is clear that Europe demographically is not sustainable. Europe needs migration, but if migration is needed, better to do it in an organized way, in a legal way, in cooperation with countries of origin, countries of destination, not to allow smugglers and traffickers to be the rulers of the system.